Welcome to the January 17th, 2014 Drupalize Me podcast. Drupalize Me. Hello there, everybody. I am Addison Berry, your hostess for today's podcast. And I have with me two pretty awesome people in our community. I have Florian Weber.
Hi.
And I also have Kathy Days.
Hi.
And the reason I have these fine folks with me is we're going to talk about Global Sprint Days, which is actually coming up next weekend. And we want you listener, person listening right now, to be involved. So we're going to talk about what is this, why would you be involved, and sort of what's going on with that. But before we get to that, as normal, we're going to do a little bit of news. Keeping it super short. Just want to mention, in terms of the video stuff going on Drupalize Me, we just wrapped up the PSD to theme series with Emma Jane, and we have a bunch of stuff in the hopper right now. And so there's going to be some more stuff on media module coming out. And then we have like a wedding planning case study. So because Amber on Drupalize Me staff got engaged. So anyway, we have cool stuff that's coming up in the next couple weeks. In terms of events, well, we're going to talk about the event of the hour, which is Global Sprint Days, which is next weekend. But also on your radar, you should have Drupal Pichu, which is next week, like during the week into the weekend, happening down in Cusco, Peru, by, you know, Machu Picchu and stuff like that. Sadly, I am not going, but oh, that would have been awesome. And then another one to just keep on the horizon there is Drupal South in Wellington, New Zealand, which is coming February 14th through 16th. Emma Jane from Drupalize Me is going to be doing a keynote. John Alban Wilkins, who is another Lullabot, is also going to be presenting as a feature speaker down there. And they are doing a workshop together on PSD to theme and theming the SMACS way. So a CSS kind of approach. So anyway, that stuff, go check it out. Those are events that are happening. I'm going to keep it simple and we're going to wrap up the news and events there so that we can talk about the cool stuff that's happening next week. So I want to start this off by just sort of getting some basic definitions out of the way. So for folks who aren't familiar with what we're going to talk about, get themselves up to speed. So let's just start off with what is a sprint that the sprint days are about?
For me, a sprint is a time period where people come together and you define a topic or an open source project you want to work on, and you can contribute during a sprint. For example, you're writing new code, fix bugs, write documentation, automatic tests, or design new wireframes.
So pretty much it's people getting together to work on stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
So how does that fit into, like, so what does global sprint days mean? Like, where, so I guess there's a couple of things here. First of all, what does that mean? Like, what is the actual event of global sprint days? And then secondly, as a follow-up to that, where did the idea come from? Like, how did it come into being?
So Global Sprint Days is a time, and over a few days, in January 25th and 26th. And so the global part is that it's all over the world. And that means that there's lots of locations, but the difference is that there are lots of little locations. So people are getting together in small groups, like 2 or 4 or 8 people, and they're happening in a lot of different locations. So that's different. So we sometimes do something at big events like DrupalCons, where we get like hundreds of people in one room. Well, Global Sprint is different because instead of one location, it's lots of locations all over. So it's more accessible for people, and they can find something really near them that they can participate in, this awesome energy that happens when people get together in person. And the idea happened last year, when I wanted to have a sprint in my suburb of Chicago in Oak Park, and I wanted some Chicago people to come out to me instead of me going into Chicago. And I wanted to like kind of get the word out. And I thought, oh, you know, I've talked to Webchick before. Maybe if I ask her nice, she'll like tweet about my sprint in Oak Park. And she was like, no, I'm totally not going to do that. But if it happened to be in more than one location, and it was in a lot of different places, and I could announce that, it would have a much wider appeal. And so I thought to myself, oh, okay, so in order to get people to come to Oak Park, I just have to make it global. Sure, why not?
The Global Oak Park Sprint.
So I looked for any meetup group. I checked DrupalCall.com, I checked the calendar, I checked meetup.com, and I looked for any groups anywhere in the world that happened to be meeting on the day that I wanted to have my sprint. And there were a few groups that had regular meetings on that day. And so I contacted the organizers and I said, you know, if you, instead of doing your regular meeting where you have like speakers and slides and stuff like that, if you have a sprint meeting where you work on Drupal and you call it Global Sprint, then we could have this like thing, this Global Sprint weekend thing. And I got two other people to say yes, that they wouldn't have a regular meeting. They would have a working group instead. And that was the beginning of the Global Sprint weekend. And we had it last year and it was great. There were, oh, I don't remember exactly. I think there were something like 30 or 40 locations last year. It was really awesome. And as soon as we had it, people were like, okay, when are we going to have the next one? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, next one? I'm like, probably next year. And they're like, no, we should have them every month. I'm like, you're crazy. No. So it did take us about a year to have the next one.
Right.
And so now we have another one in January.
So basically what you're saying is like little meetup groups or anybody on the planet who wants to get together and work on stuff would meet. But do you have a sense of where that is happening this year?
Yeah. So this year there are already about 20 locations signed up. And there's a wiki page on groups.drupal.org. And the node ID for that is 332998. And we'll have a link to it. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of locations in Europe, Germany, Hungary, Belgium, Switzerland. We have a location in India. We've got Canada. And we have couple of locations in the Midwest, and also on the coast. I think there's going to be a location in New York and also in California. So they're really spread around, and people are signing up and making new locations like every day. I go and check the wiki and I'm like, oh, look, a new location. That's really cool.
So are you doing anything that's like online? Like what if someone doesn't actually live by where one of those that's listed on the wiki is? Like, can they still take part of it in this? Or is this just like you have to be in a location where someone's doing this?
Well, even when we get together where we're all kind of in the same room, even the people that are in the room are also usually online in IRC. So even at the local sprints, people will have an online presence. And for anybody who hasn't done it yet, it's super easy. We talk on Pound Drupal or Pound Drupal-contribute, and that's on freenode.net. And it's not as intimidating or antiquated as it sounds. It's actually pretty fun.
IRC is Internet Relay Chat. Sounds old.
It is old, but we use it.
But it works really well. Yeah, I'll put some resources in the podcast notes for how to get hooked up on IRC, because we have a video on Drupalize Me about that, and there's lots of documentation on Drupal.org, so we'll put that in there. You owe it to yourself to get onto IRC just to talk with other folks in the community. I'll just put that in there.
So local people, you know, that are organizing these like 8-person sprints, they'll be using that. And because of that, there'll already be an online presence. So if you happen to be in an area where there isn't a sprint, you can jump on IRC and it'll be like a virtual kind of thing.
Cool. So I'm curious. So Florian, you're actually organizing a sprint. How did you come to getting involved in this at all? Like, why are you even on this podcast? How did that come about, and why are you doing this?
I got to a lot of sprints last year, for example, during Drupal Camp and Drupal Dev Days, and last year during Drupal the Global Sprint Weekend. And I talked to the guys in Frankfurt, which is an hour by car or train, just to make sure that we only make one sprint this year. And so we try to get some people from our region, from Frankfurt and Heidelberg, which is also a town which is only not far away. So we meet up this year in Mannheim. And I organize a sprint in Mannheim at Überbit. That's where I work, in our new office space. So it was relatively easy to get a location this year.
So you took part in it last year?
Yeah, that's right.
So did somebody else organize it, and then you just showed up and were like, what's happening here, and then figured it out?
I was already familiar with the concept of a sprint, but this year is the first that I will organize by myself.
Awesome.
So that's different for me this year, and I'm very excited.
So that leads me to other questions, which is, you know, there's attending it, and it, you know, if there's an event near you or you can get on IRC and actually attend, that's great. And if you've never been to a sprint before, I think that's it's really an amazing experience to just get together with real human beings and work on things. But on the flip side of that, we have this list of events that are happening around the world, but what's actually involved in, let's say, you know, I wanted to have one in Copenhagen. I won't actually be in Copenhagen, which is why I'm not doing one. I'm going to be traveling that weekend. But if I wanted to, what would I need to do? Like, what is this, like, you know, doing events of any sort is like always this kind of scary place, but like, what's actually involved, and like, what do you need to do?
I think the easiest way to start is just reach out to your local community from your city or from your region where you live, and try to get one or two additional persons that want to help you to organize. Then it's easy, I think.
How many people? So Kathy, you were saying like 4-8 people. Like, what's the typical size of these? Is it normally around that size?
We had a spreadsheet after last year where I asked the organizers to add like columns, like rows for their local events, and they put in like you know, where they met and how many people were there, what did they work on, and what did they find easy, what did they find hard. And it was most places were like 3 to 10 people. So I think that's even if you have a local group and your meetups might be a little larger than that, I think when you announce a sprint, I think it tends to get people like a little bit less than that. So it's a really reasonable number of people when you're thinking about like, where can I even hold this?
Right.
And if you happen to get more people than that, what happens is once you get more people, you get also more resources. And so if you think, oh, I have a place that can hold 10 people, and then suddenly you're like, oh my God, I have, you know, 18 people signed up. Well, now you have 18 people, so you can ask them for help, and you have a lot more people willing to help you. So I think planning for a small number of people initially works out really well. Mm-hmm. And then if you find things are getting a little bit bigger than you expect, no need to worry, because now you have a lot more people to ask for help.
And I should point out that two or three people is still a perfectly valid sprint group. Like, you don't have to shoot for DrupalCon sized sprints or anything like that. In terms of like setting it up, I'm assuming that you would need at least internet.
Right. So a location is kind of the first thing. So you can pick a day. For example, Florian's doing both the 25th and the 26th, but you don't have to. You can pick just one of the days. And then once you pick a day and you reach out to people that are in your local group, you have to decide where you're going to have it. And having it in a place with good internet is a major bonus. And so that can be a shop, and you don't have to work for the shop. You can be like
a Drupal shop.
Yeah, you can be like a competitor, kind of, because there's no competitors really when people work together to improve the base that we all use. So you can just ask people that you may not work for but have a location. You can say, hey, I want to have this sprint. Can we have it in your place? And a lot of times they'll totally say yes.
Yeah. Another place that I found is libraries. Seriously, like libraries, they can have like a little room off to the side where you can actually talk and don't have to be really quiet. I've definitely done meetups in libraries before.
Oh, you are forced to talk about over IRC.
you just storm the library and everybody's just typing.
Exactly. See, all that totally works.
And then once you have a location, then the things that you need are kind of basic. Power strips are good. Mm-hmm. Lots of places for people to plug in. And usually, you know, we're all geeky-ish people. We have some in our house, so we can just grab some on our way out the door and bring them with us. Mm-hmm. Let's see, aside from that, it can be helpful to have a place to write things down. So a piece of paper taped to a wall works well, or a Google Doc that you share with everybody who enters the room. And it can just have links to things that people are finding useful on that day. So a way to talk to each other with IRC and a Google Doc. Internet is good. A nice luxury is food. So any kind of planning in advance you can do to maybe recruit somebody to sponsor the food is cool. Mm-hmm. Or splitting a bill between everybody who shows up and ordering lunch is nice.
So we talked like basically what a sprint is on a very high level, but like what do you do at the sprint? Like let's put it this way. What have you two done at sprints, and like what are the kinds of things that people could do at a sprint if they end up actually showing up at this thing?
So last time Florian and I worked together, Florian was working on a part of config translation for Drupal 8 and wrote a bunch of code, and we sat next to each other on a floor somewhere, actually. And I looked at the code that he wrote and asked him questions when I got confused.
Nice.
So it was really cool, because whereas normally when we work on issues in the issue queue, we always work together. There's always more than one person necessary to get anything done with Drupal code. You can't do anything by yourself. But there can be a lag of days or weeks or, painfully, sometimes months, where you might post your code and nobody looks at it. So a really cool thing that happens at sprints is you can work together in pairs, where you can both code or you can both talk about things, and it speeds up the progress because you get immediate feedback on your work. So working together on one issue in groups helps move that issue forward faster than it would normally if we were just in our own places, you know, doing our own things with work and life and things.
So, but if there's someone who's like, doesn't have a thing, like if I showed up and I like, I don't actually have a thing I'm doing yet, would you say like, find somebody who has a thing and then figure out how to help them?
Right. So what happens when somebody shows up at a sprint? Because there's all these different kinds of people who will show up for sprints.
Mm-hmm.
You get people who are contributing weekly, people who might be involved only when they go to events, and people who have never done anything before. And you get a mix of these people always. So the people who haven't done anything before, they will probably pair up with somebody who has worked on Drupal before and sit next to them so they have a resource really close by they can draw on, and they're probably just going to be getting their environment set up. And we have a link for the dev environment that mm-hmm. we'll post that has all the tools people need. So for example, getting an IRC client and getting a local environment, or installing Dreditor, or running Drupal on Simply Test Me so they can get an instance in the cloud. So they're just going to be doing a lot of like setup tasks and kind of warming up and getting ready to work. So you'll get people like that. And then you'll get somebody who may have worked on an issue that they needed for a project they were doing maybe a couple months ago. They found a bug and they haven't really looked at the issue to see what the status is. And so they might have a personal investment in an issue and want to work on that for the day. And they can find somebody else who has a similar interest and work on that together. Or you'll have people show up who are just like, I use Drupal and it's great, and I want to make it better, and I have no idea what to do. And for those people, I think giving them a really easy task that is well suited to them is advantageous. So not like solve a big perplexing problem and, you know, get Drupal 8 released next month, you know, pressure on kind of a thing. So we want something really simple that they can accomplish that day and feel really good about it. So we have tasks in the issue queues that are tagged novice, and searching for those can be a good way for people to find something to work on if they don't already have something on their plate that they're interested in.
Nice. Cool. Florian,
how do you find things to work on?
I only work on multilingual stuff, you know. I found issues with tags. We have these novice issues, which is tag, and then we have, for example, a sprint tag. So it's very helpful to have a tag for your own local sprint, so people can trade reviews. So one person writes a patch, and then maybe another skilled person at the sprint can review the patch, and they can talk to each other about it.
Nice.
Yeah, I think, like Florian said, having a tag for your own local sprint is a really good thing. So, and if somebody's knows they're going to go to a sprint, or they're talking to the organizer of their local sprint, they can touch base a couple days before the sprint and say, hey, so what do you think we're going to work on? And they'll say, I don't know. What do you think we should work on? and pick out a few things specifically for that day. Mm-hmm. So having like an easy thing, a medium thing, and a hard thing, because you'll get people of all different kind of experience coming to a sprint, is good. And actually keeping a list of those just in a text document or a Google Doc or tagging them in the Drupal issue queue, but kind of saying, look, we're probably going to have people show up. What should we have them work on? Let's read a couple issues ahead of time and see if they might be a good fit. So having a task list of small doable things for the day is something that the people who come to the sprint really appreciate because it's so hard to pick something to work on.
Yeah. So I know, and like you are very involved in the core mentoring stuff. And so I'm curious about if the, because the core mentoring sort of system and events, like there's the online stuff and then of course at DrupalCons and stuff like that is really good for getting people, you know, a thing they can work on and stuff like that. So is any of the core mentoring stuff related to the Global Sprint Days, or is it really kind of a really separate event from that kind of a thing? Like, will anybody be like trying to help figure those kinds of things out or be online in that capacity, or is that just totally separate?
Well, mentors are, I don't know, ambitious and self-punishing.
Are you self-punishing? Would you like to be a mentor?
We just, you know, really want, I don't know, have a hard time saying no when people ask for help. But mentors will be available when they can be. So online in IRC, anywhere in Pound Drupal or Pound Drupal-Contribute, people who are organizing local sprints, who are having trouble finding things for their own local people to work on, or people who are just anywhere in the world by themselves and want to join in over the weekend can say, hey, I need some help finding something to work on. And in IRC, somebody will respond. So that might be mentors. We do have a sign up where people can volunteer, mentors can volunteer their own time during that weekend. But what happens also is because regular people who aren't official mentors are also hanging out in those IRC channels, and they see somebody who says, hey, I want to work on something, but I don't know what to do, that those regular people will volunteer to help that person. And so we all kind of end up mentoring each other. And it works out really well because what happens is even people who think, oh, I don't really know anything, will find that they know a little bit more than somebody else. And so they can always help that next person. Mm-hmm. So in terms of picking tasks to work on, there will be help for that, either ad hoc impromptu help or people who are mentors will be around.
Cool. And there's so core office hours, there's basically there's one on, well, Tuesday, depending on the day of the week, depending what time zone you're in. And there's one on Wednesday. So for the Wednesday one that is just before the weekend, because I'm thinking, would it also make sense for people to kind of show up there if you're running something or going to one of these to be like, I want to figure out sort of a little bit what's going on here, but I also would kind of like to line up some things I could work on the weekend. Like, would that be a good use of people's time, or would that just end up clogging things up for the regular core mentoring on that Wednesday?
No, that would work out really well, especially if people haven't gone through the process of working on anything on Drupal itself before. You could get a little bit of a head start.
A little primer.
By showing up for the IRC mentoring the week before and getting an idea of how we go through the process of working on things.
Sweet. Cool.
There's actually like some of the people who have signed up to organize a global sprint weekend are doing it that idea themselves. So for example, David Snowpeck is organizing a sprint in the Midwest, and they have a regular meetup that's like the week before, I think, or a few days before the sprint weekend. So they're using that as the same kind of thing. Like
a planning.
Hey, come now in our regular meetup time and let's go through some of the things. Like, let's show you the tools of the issue queue and let's make sure you have Drupal installed locally and get you all set up so that when you come for the sprint a few days later, you're kind of ready to go. So some of the organizers are thinking along your same lines that you suggested.
Nice. Awesome. Well, we should probably move towards wrapping things up a little bit. My last question, though. So you had one last year, and then it took about a year to have another one. Do you think you'll keep doing these? Like, will there be more than one a year?
For me, I think it seems like one a year is probably my limit. But the cool thing about working on Drupal in general or organizing a sprint is the only criteria that there is for who gets involved is just pretty much the willingness to say, hey, I'm going to do this. So if anybody wants to make a spring global sprint weekend, they just have to just shout out, hey, I'm doing spring global sprint weekend. And there will be resources to help them. So cool. People can reach out and say, I want to do this, but I'm not quite sure what's involved. And everybody's really supportive and will help people get up to speed.
Nice. Cool. You hear that? So if you want to have another one, if you can't do it next weekend, you can still do your own. Just saying. You can also, like, if you just want to, like, help out or have some of that feel, the core office hours are great for that. It happens twice a week, every single week, where people just get together and figure out things they can work on together. So if you know, like, I can't go to an event next weekend, that's not your only opportunity all year to help. Just saying. Or to learn. It's not even just about you helping and giving, but there's a lot of learning that happens in a sprint. So you should figure out some way to get in touch with the community in that way. It's really an amazing thing to be a part of. So, okay, so that was my final question. Do either of you have any parting thoughts or things that we didn't hit upon that you want to make sure get out there?
I think we covered a lot of things. Florian, is there anything you still need for your local event?
No, I don't think so. So, no, it's pretty much, we need issues. To work on. So I haven't done any planning and I try to get one person dedicated for the mentoring stuff so that I can work on issues. But if I don't find anyone who wants to do the mentoring and set people up, then I will do it. So right. That's my plan for the sprint.
Right.
Yeah, I think for people who might be organizing or thinking about organizing things, the picking the issues to work on is really helpful. And so doing that not too far ahead of time, like a couple days before, is good. And then picking issues that are not super old and also not having a lot of churning traffic like the day before are good. So issues where the last comment may have been like between a week and 3 weeks ago is a good way to hone in on things, and reading the issue ahead of time to see if it even makes sense what the next step is. And if you can figure out what the next step is, don't do it. But put it on your list and say, okay, like, it's clear what the next step is. We could hand this off to somebody who shows up at our sprint. That's kind of like a good measure for trying to figure out like what's a good issue for a sprint and what isn't, is that it's not super active, like hours every day, and it's not really old either. So you want to go in this like medium ground, and you want to be clear on what the next thing to do is. And it's not always code, the next thing to do. So we have a lot of different tasks for a lot of different skill sets.
Yep. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you both very much for taking the time to come on and explain all of this stuff. I really hope that if you're listening and you're like, I kind of want to get involved, I don't know. You know, like, really, see if there's something going on locally. Go to groups.drupal.org and look for a local group. If you're not part of a local group on groups.drupal.org already, it's an amazing resource. You'd be amazed at the number of locations that have a group there, and have a community of other people who want to get together and work on things, or talk, or just share knowledge. There's a lot of meetups that happen all over the place. So, you know, go check it out. And if you, you want to figure out the fun of IRC, it's a little bit like weird and nerdy in a lot of ways, but it really is a great tool. And I've met so many people in IRC. And then I met them in real life later. And it was, you know, awesome. But you really get a sense of people chatting with them real time rather than just the back and forth of, like, you know, email or the issue queue and stuff like that. So highly recommend checking out Global Sprint Days. Even if you can't do Global Sprint Days next weekend, put it on your radar to check out some kind of a sprint or get involved with the core office hours, and see what it's all about. You know, so anyway, thank you very much, both of you, not just for being on the podcast, but also for being awesome and organizing the sprints and having this stuff happen, because I know it takes, you know, some time and effort and energy and thought. I really, really appreciate what you guys do for the community. So thanks.
Thanks, Annie.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. And so for our listeners, if you have questions or thoughts about this, obviously you can leave comments on the podcast node on lullabot.com. But you can also get in touch with us through Twitter. So twitter.com/drupalizeme, facebook.com/drupalizeme. If you have questions for Kathy or Florian from here, you can leave a comment, or you can get in touch with them, you know, through their various contact. We'll put their contact information in there, how they would like to get questions from you. You can also tweet or Facebook to us, and we can pass that message on to them and make sure that they get it, and get an answer to you. So until next time, thank you very much, folks, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.